Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
BMW has announced a recall affecting a number of vehicles, and that was after identifying a fault that could, in rare cases, increase the risk of a vehicle fire. According to the manufacturers, the issue is linked to a starter motor assembly where wear and corrosion can lead to overheating. Let's talk about that, and let's chat to Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive. Eugene, a very, very good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Mayhem. Thank you. I'm hoping you are well. Tell us about how serious this recall is and who does it affect?
Morning, and to all the listeners. It's actually interesting to see this recall because this follows not too far after we've seen various television adverts about Toyota, not their fault, but you know, the airbag problems that they had, encouraging people to take their vehicle in. Because, you know, and sadly, South African motorists are very, I don't know, almost ambivalent when it comes to problems, as long as they're not feeling it themselves personally at the moment. And what I appreciate about the fact that what BMW have done here, even in the case with Toyota, is encouraging people to have the problem fixed. Because typically what happens, let's assume I'm one of those, I have a very sort of laissez-faire attitude toward life. It's not affecting me, but when it blows up in my face, then I'm on and I want to speak to Howard on Chai FM and tell him, you know, these people are terrible. So let's respond to that. And if anybody's uncertain as to what to do, they can just go on to the Google, look for BMW recall, and there's a process that can be that one can follow. And I'm glad you mentioned what the dangers are, the possibility of fire. And that, of course, brings to mind, remember the Cougars?
Cougars at a time where
they were spontaneously bursting into flames. There was a massive recall, a little bit embarrassing for Ford, of course. So let's take a lesson from that. And if I could maybe just unpack a little bit of what could happen. Because you'll notice some of these vehicles are pretty old, eh?
Right, yes.
Say 3 Series, etc., goes back. With us starting cars, and it's something that we take for granted. We get in, we turn the key, or today we just press a button, and that starter goes. Also, some of the vehicles that we have today are equipped with stop-start. So you get to a traffic light to save fuel, it switches the engine off, and the starter goes. So it's going thousands and thousands of recycles. Now, if there's a problem with the solenoid switch, what appears to be the case over here, it could possibly lead to a short circuit and even severe overheating. And we know what happens with severe overheating. We have fires. So there's one word of caution that I took from this whole exercise. You know, in today's world, although with modern vehicles, you can hit a button and it'll preheat your seats, start the engine even before you get in there. But older vehicles, people would get it in the morning, winter, go and start their car, let it idle and warm up so that by the time they get in, everything's working. Don't do that. And if yours is one of those vehicles that is part of that, by the way, all you need is your VIN number to feed it into that site and it'll tell you what the problem is. So a few words of caution, and I think just applying those, we won't have our cars burst into flames.
Have we had any of that? Has that happened, as far as you know, in South Africa at all?
You know, I try and keep a fairly close eye on what happens in the road space. And so therefore, if anything like this happens, I kind of get a note from somebody somewhere in the country that says,
hey, I would imagine.
Seen this. And I haven't heard anything. So I think it's very responsible. BMW, they're not waiting for a problem to occur and then doing something about it. They've issued the recall. So responsible motorists, please go and have a look.
You know, we've spoken about this before, but I'm fascinated as to whether this is good or bad for the brand. You know, there was a while back when I would have thought, ooh, any form of a recall will do a vehicle brand significant damage. I'm not really convinced of that anymore. I wonder if we've switched to see it as more responsible than we do damaging. But I'm interested in your perception and your understanding of it.
Thank you. You know, that very thought went through my mind this morning. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Mm. And I looked at it from two different perspectives. Look, those premium brands are under attack from Chinese vehicle market, offering very good product, et cetera, with all the bells and whistles. And I thought, well, would this make the image look worse, or would this be seen as something being very responsible? And it was my opinion, and this is how I arrived at it, and my listeners can differ. I thought it's one form of protecting their brand by making sure that which they have already, they maintain a loyal following. Because if BMW, and I'm looking for a new BMW, if there's a problem, well, they'll let me know about it, so I'm pretty safe in their hands. That was the conclusion I reached to. But some could, of course, read it differently. But I think it's a fair point from them to protect the
Yeah,
brand.
I would have thought that somebody driving another vehicle might think, oof, I wonder if the manufacturers of the vehicle that I'm driving would actually tell me about this and allow me to give me the opportunity to fix it, or if they would just keep quiet. So I actually think it would work in their favor. I'd like to hear from our listeners. 061-895-1019. Do you think, when you hear this, do you think positively or negatively about the brand, in this case BMW? And if you are a driver of a BMW, does it undermine your commitment to that brand? 061-895-1019. Eugene Herbert, thank you as always for bringing us the latest information. Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive.